time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, I'm Nikash from the Kukuru team of Nick and Nick back at it today, this week, weekly show. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's up?
Nothing much. We're mid-season, right? Right now?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. First power rankings out Friday.
Yeah. Vacation's done for Massachusetts, and they're back to normal schedules. Power rankings coming out. Is that, so that's tomorrow, as in Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah. That's like the mid-season turn for Nick and Nick. From here on out, that's all we talk about.
Yeah. Yep.
We don't care about regular season games anymore. We just like slice and dice who's doing what in the rankings. So we're looking forward to that. We're also looking forward to our one and only guest after the break, North Andover lacrosse player who is absolutely crushing as a junior, already in the 100 goal club as a junior. And she only had 12 a freshman year, Janie Papel. Yeah.
Some big time breakout sophomore season, I take it.
Yeah, like 71, and now she's like over 20 now-ish.
Okay.
And she's got three game winning. We're giving away a lot of the interview, but she has three game winning goals already this season. What can you do? Can you even stop like the number one lacrosse player from getting the ball? Can you even deny that ball?
Not really. You can mark somebody, but if that player is a superior athlete, no.
You can't, like, harass them with three girls? Like,
yeah, you could, but it doesn't really matter because you can only defend certain ways.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know the nuances to the game, but I know that it is tough to, you know, if there's a dominant player in girls lacrosse, it is tough to take her out of the action.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like, you know, like in basketball, timeout, you know, 10 seconds left, give it to the best player. Mm-hmm. Coming out of that timeout, do they throw the ball inbounds?
Like they have like a start. You'll just start with the ball and they'll blow the whistle. And
the best player can start with the ball. You don't have to get her.
They have a weird little draw that they do, which is also extremely important because, you know, it's tough to play defense in that game. So, you know, you got to win those draws. That's kind of the name of the game.
Oh, yeah. But you don't have to like inbound the ball to the best player. The best player can start after that timeout with the ball in the hand. Mm. I mean, in their sticks.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So that's probably what they're doing is they're giving Papel the ball at the end and just get out of the way.
Yeah. It's a smart move.
Yeah. Three straight games.
If you don't have a player like that, the whole sport's about patience. You just got to kind of be patient until you can't really force the issue.
Yeah. Well, North Andover was a sub 500 team and they are 9-1. You'll hear about all of that from Janie Papel, our one and only guest this week after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Valley Sports Desk, Don McCashford and Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick, back at it with our one and only guest today, Janie Papel, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Yeah, North Andover girls lacrosse, 100 goal scorer. Mm-hmm. Boom, you got it done this year. You're only a junior.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at your stats. So to me, now, did you play freshman year at North Andover?
Yeah, I did.
On the varsity?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So math-wise, I think I had you at only, you know, like less than 10 goals your freshman year, right?
Ish? Yeah, I had 12.
12. Okay, so you had 12. Yeah, then you there. Then you just absolutely crushed it last year as a sophomore with like 71. And now you're on the board with like 20-ish this year. So was that the plan? Just like, you know what, let's get most of my 100 goals my sophomore year. Let's get it out of the way.
Honestly, I think it just came from confidence. And like, we had a lot of really good seniors my freshman year. So, and I was just a freshman, so I was like lacking confidence, but coming into my sophomore year, I think Pino really helped and my teammates. So it was good.
Absolutely. How do you get most of your goals? Are you kind of a sharpshooter, getting close?
Yeah. I'm a big like 1v1 driver. I guess I was always taught that, but honestly, a lot of the goals come from that. And if I get like a check in the 8 meter or like someone shooting space, a lot of them come from like 8 meter shots too, which is nice.
You are getting like technical lacrosse on us right now. You're like 1v1, 8 meters. So 1v1, I'm just making a guess. I could be way off. That's like you and there's a girl guarding you one-on-one and you just kind of do your juking and jiving and then you try to get past her and you go right down the middle and try to score.
Yeah.
That's essentially?
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of goals are coming from that scenario. Mm-hmm. Is there a set of teammates out there that also are like, you know, us three work particularly well together or us two work particularly well together? We know where each other are on the field at all times kind of thing.
That's a great question. I mean, obviously I have close friends on the team. I think others are more like driven, or others are more like assisted goals. So I don't know, me and my friend Issa, we work really well together. A lot of our plays is like a two-man game with her and I, but most of the time, I mean, it's kind of just everyone on the field.
Yeah. Chipping in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Janie, how are the Scarlet Knights doing this season?
Much better. We're 9-1 now. So it's been going much better this year.
I would say so. How many did you didn't have a winning record last year, did you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Close. Yeah, close. Almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the big difference?
Honestly, I think everyone on the team are returners, except we have one new freshman. So I think honestly, like we really have a solid like connection as a team and friendship. And we're just kind of building off of what we had last year, like nothing new, just working on it, everything we have. So.
Absolutely. Who are some of the biggest rivals for you guys? Any games that you kind of really circle on the calendar before the season starts?
We just played them and we beat them by one in overtime. So that was when Central was the winner of the MVC last year. And then we just played Concord Carlisle. They're like an out of conference game, but we lost them like by 3 goals. And then this year we won by 1 goal. So it's been a tricky season so far.
Yeah, Nick, you noticed she snuck in that they had an overtime win against Andover. She scored the goal.
Ah, nice.
To beat them. And you guys can't see this. She's blushing a little bit, but you shouldn't have to blush. You did it. You scored the goal, and you also scored a game winner against Shrewsbury as well. Was that like a Friday game against Andover, then the following Tuesday?
Yeah, and it also was the goal against Concord Carlisle as well.
You scored the game winner goal against them too.
Yeah, it's been a back to back thing the past week. So
was it the Andover's overtime? Were the other two overtime as well, or just the end of regulation?
Just end of regulation, yeah.
Okay, so you got the key goal at the end of regulation. Is that like set play? We don't want to give too much away in case someone's listening. But is it be in the right place at the right time? Or they were like the Chicago Bulls in the 90s, give the ball to Michael Jordan, get out of the way?
I'm fortunate enough to say that it was like the Michael Jordan thing. I don't know. I guess a lot of my teammates have a lot of trust in me, which makes me feel really good as a player. But Pino normally calls a play for me. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But it has. So, but yeah. It's good. It's mostly the 1v1. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any big ones coming up for you guys? I know it was about halfway mark through the season, so I'm assuming you guys got about 8 to 10 more games to go.
Mm-hmm. We have senior night against Billerica on Thursday, but The biggest one coming up is another. We play Central at home this time. We played them away a couple weeks ago and lost by 1, so it'll be a good game. And then Andover again at home, which will be good too.
Yeah, I was going to say your chance of redemption against Central Catholic. Your one loss so far. Crazy. You guys are just one goal away from undefeated right now. Did you have that confidence coming into this year? Because I think a similar thing happened with like Lawrence boys basketball. Like they were like 7-13 last year. And then they were like the number one ranked team in the state suddenly. And you guys are getting some attention on the state level. So did you kind of see this coming? And you're like, girls, we can do this.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's been putting a lot of work in the off season, including myself. So like, I think we just have been looking forward and we felt like we could play with Central last year. It was just unfortunate how the games turned out, but I don't know. We kind of know what we're doing this year and like we have a game plan. So I think we just definitely feel more confident in our team. And it's been showing so far. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Janet, it was the first power rankings come out Friday. Is that anything you guys pay attention to? You're just like, yeah, whatever.
Yes,
we'll
they
see
do.
See it at the end. We'll sort it out at the end as it comes.
I don't know. I guess we'll kind of just see. Hope for the best, I guess.
There's text messages flying all over the place when those come out. Like, what? What the heck? Why are we 9th? We beat this team. That's what happens, right? We beat this team that's number 6. Why are we behind them, you know? And
yeah,
you just never know with the math and who's playing who. Out of your control. All you guys can do is do what you can on the field, and you guys have been doing that so well. And you've been mentioning Coach Pino. That's Jen Pino, right?
Yes.
How many years has she been there?
This is actually her second year. I mean, she's been in the program for a while. She used to be assistant coach for another coach we had a couple years ago. So
yeah,
she's been around and she's obviously a gym teacher at the middle school in North Andover. So we already know her, but.
How would you describe her style?
She's great. She played in college at Merrimack. So she's very, very driven and we're super close with her. Like that's why we call her Pino. We don't even like, it's just Pino.
One of the girls.
but yeah, it's great. She's been great. So.
Wow, she's like North Andover through and through. Andover, Merrimack. She went to North Andover High?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Right down the road.
For sure. What's coming up the rest of this school year, Janie? Take us to, you know, the classroom. What have you been studying? All that good stuff.
I'm in biology, U.S. history, English, the normal stuff, but I'm unfortunately as a junior, you have to take AP classes, just like for colleges and stuff. So we have exams coming up and then I have to take the SAT, but that's about it. Once I have those exams done, I should be ready for summer.
Coasting into the summer. It gets a little less stressful in like what, late May, early June. I remember those days, Nick, just kind of going and coasting in the last few weeks of school. It's weird, like the seniors leave in like late May, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what's tell us something, you know, fun fact, like job or family members, anything outside of North Andover High School and lacrosse. Like tell us something. What do you do in the summer?
I have a beach house, I guess. In North Carolina, we go every summer and it's on an island, so it's super fun. We go with my family. I'm working.
Hell, stepping it up.
Yeah. My mom's from there. So we try to get down there, but that's normally what I do. I'm working at Summer Fun. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's a North Andover like summer camp,
but
hang out with little kids and stuff. So I'll be doing that, but
Why do I think, I'm thinking of field hockey in North Carolina. Then they have a dynasty for field hockey, Nick. I don't know. Who's the good girls lacrosse, women's lacrosse colleges out there, Jeannie?
As of right now, I think Northwestern's number one.
Mm-hmm.
UC, Syracuse, Maryland, Florida's always really good. And honestly, UMass has been doing really good this year. So they're up there in the top 20. Trying to think of UPenn,
mm-hmm.
UNC, obviously. But yeah.
How do you get that attention, you know, such as a youngster from a college? You know, is that a lot of camps that you go to? What do you call those days, Nick? You know, the one day affair, like the clinics or whatever, you showcases mm-hmm. where college scouts can watch you. Like, how did you ultimately hook up with UMass Amherst so early?
Last year was actually, so it's all through club. I do club lacrosse. I play for Boston, Massachusetts, and you sign up for a bunch of things. You go to these tournaments. I tried out for this like Massachusetts regional team. And that kind of, you go to like certain tournaments where all the college coaches are at. And I did a lot last summer, like a lot of college camps, one day things. So I guess that got my attention. I also, we had a tournament at UMass Amherst, so maybe they saw me there. But yeah, it was a really busy summer.
Yeah. Nice. Well, Jeannie Papel, she has fun in the sun down in North Carolina in the summer. She crushes it up here in the spring with scoring many, many goals, including her 100th recently. So congratulations on joining that elite club at North Andover Girls Lacrosse.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming on the North Shore Sports. I said North Shore, Nick. Look at that. That's another show we have, the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We appreciate your time. Best of luck with Scarlet Knights down the road. We'll be watching you guys in the postseason.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. That was Jeannie Papel. Awesome, awesome athlete. And we are going to take a break and just finish up with our Merrimack Valley Spring Sports Report.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it. Danny should probably save that North Shore Sports Desk mention I did earlier. Add it to our never-ending list of gaffes.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast gaffes, radio gaffes.
We keep delivering.
Danny must have some good things saved, hopefully, because they wiped us out. Those meanies that took over that radio station. We don't even exist. All the SoundCloud's gone.
Not anymore.
What I mean, we've had some great interviews with Mark Vivaro. You know, it's just like gone. All those state title ones,
yep.
Lots of fun ones. So we regress and we need to move on. And what we do here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk to close the show is Nick and Dom give their top moments of the week. We'll start with Nick. What is your best moment Best thing that happened in the Merrimack Valley.
Pro Circuit, the Tampa Bay Rays single A affiliates, to be exact. Methuen's Dom Keegan off to a huge start over there in his first full professional season. He's a former Central Catholic and Vanderbilt star. He is 16 for 32 to start the season. Two homers, 10 runs scored.
Wow, what's the softball RBIs. Numbers?
I know, exactly.
Men's softball.
You know, the Charleston River Dogs. And yeah, he's tearing it up. And he was named the Carolina League Player of the Week recently as well.
Wow. And Nick, I'm sticking in the pros too for a
nice
future potential pro. Andover senior defensive lineman James Nyawiyama. Oh, wait. Okay. Let me try this again. Nyawiyama. I probably got it wrong. Anyway. James played for Merrimack, and he could become, very likely that he becomes, the fourth active NFL player from the area that we cover, the Eagle Tribune area to be specific, but basically Merrimack Valley. He would join his former Andover teammate, Houston Texans QB E.J. Perry, and I'm citing the Eagle Tribune, by the way, former Eagle Tribune MVP Pat Freiermuth, Steelers tight end. Ex-Eagle Tribune All-Star Ryan Griffin, a free agent tight end. Yeah. Yes. So we'll watch him for the draft, right?
Yeah.
That would be awesome to have a Merrimack, you know, kid from Andover getting in the in the big show. He talked about EJ, you know, fellow Andover kid and NFL player, you know, inspiring him, helped me get his agent. Talked to him a lot, gave him a lot of valuable advice, and he still talks to him a lot. So, and he'd be joining a growing list of Merrimack college players, Nick, earning NFL slots. Mm-hmm. Sam Cooper's in there, Jovan Grant, and Sean Losso. So, we have some.
Area's got some pros.
Yeah, we got our top moments there. I mean, four Merrimack Valley area NFL players possibly after he gets drafted this week. I don't think you can say that for the North Shore.
No,
football players.
I mean, Freiermuth, does he count? I know we count.
He went to the prep. Did he
go to the prep? Did he? Freiermuth, he went one season at Pawtucket, and then I don't know where he went. He was at like a prep school somewhere.
Well, they're Eagle Tribune MVP. Now, why would he be an Eagle Tribune? Oh, maybe because he played at Central or something?
Did he? Did Freiermuth play at Central?
Well, he was an Eagle Tribune MVP, which means
maybe he played at like Phillips Andover.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he might have done that. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he has a brother that's a coach.
Yeah, he's the Hamilton Wenham coach, Tim.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Pat Freiermuth. Yeah. So we have to see. So I don't want to diss the North Shore if they.
I know it's kind of an in-between area here.
If they have one, it says, "Oh, Merrimack, Mass."
Yeah,
we never. That's what Wikipedia.
That's
says
one of Pawtucket's cities that it pulls from. Is it Merrimack, Grove, West Newbury?
We're gonna throw him in. He's a North Shore kid. You know, we don't ultimately consider Merrimack two North Shores because they still don't have a high school.
Yeah, exactly.
But they go to Pawtucket, so Pawtucket. There you go. Mm-hmm. So there's one. Still the. I guess we'd have to take one away now from the Tribune from the Merrimack Valley.
He's kind of a little bit of both.
Yeah. They're calling him an Eagle Tribune area NFL player just because he went to school there.
Yeah.
Like our standards, I would say, are where town they're from. You know. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
We don't even know what towns we cover, Nick. We've still been trying to figure that for 10 years. We still debate over North Reading, for Pete's sake.
There really is. Yep. And you know, there's a few gray areas. That's for sure.
All right. Let's close out the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk for another week. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Next week, we're probably going to talk a lot about state level stuff because we get the rankings.
Nice.
From the MIAA coming out next week. So we'll see which Merrimack Valley teams got the early nods from the ranking system at the MIAA. All right, stick with us. Thank you, everybody. Sponsors, Kelly Media. We're here every single week on MSNewsSports.com. Have a good one.